The people that went to Eilu Regal, when they were traveling up as Rabbanu will make it for them, they're allowed to fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed. So since there's again one case that somebody can fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed, therefore the Rabbanu will make it that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to. So Taisus brings a Raya from here, to also Lasakim Elam Chol HaShemoed. A regular person, if your shoes are got a hole in your shoes, you're not allowed to have them fixed on Chol HaMoed. This Moach is Osir. It's only somebody for the mitzvahs early regal the amati to fix your shoes dafka. Sintai says, I have yen loim a dov robert hu. The chur, if you have a hole in the shoe, it should be a dov robert. If you're not going to fix it and wear it, the hole will get worse and you ruin your whole shoe. Shem yikru, maybe the whole shoe will rip. And Jack should be mutter to do on chol amoid. So he says, no. To yochuluk neisim chadoshim. Because you can buy yourself a new pair of shoes. And chol amoid, you're allowed to buy clothing on chol amoid. So therefore, Taisus holds in the halacha, you're not allowed to have your shoes fixed on chol amoid. Only for Eilu Regal they will matter. But our core point was Nageya to us is, since there's a Hechatims in the world that you're allowed to do something on Chol HaMoed, the Rabbanu will make on Erev Pesach that the shoe man can fix the shoes. Weiter. The more of my Kimifugi, what's the Machloik of Tanakamo and Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda? Mar Sova Lemeidim Tchilas Molochem Yisoyf Molochem. You learn out the beginning from the end. You don't learn out the beginning from the end. Rashi says that means tchilas melacha ritzanim shoysim and olam chadoshim, to make new shoes to start from new. Misayf melacha tikim and olam. Hey, what are they matter you on chol hamoed for the regalim? Only to fix the shoes, but they are never makel to make the new shoes. Therefore, there's never a hechatims to how to make new shoes on chol hamoed. Therefore, Erev Pesach, he holds you're not allowed to make new shoes on Erev Pesach. That malacha you can't do. And echnami, to just fix it, that's not worse than any malacha. That's a tzarech hamoed, you're allowed to do the malacha on Erev Pesach, if it's a tzarech yomtiv. But to make a whole new pair of shoes, the Tanna Kamma says, that there's no heter at all on chol hamoed. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no. Just like you see for other regalim, they're allowed to fix the shoes, who are then weak at all on Erev Pesach, you're even allowed to make the shoes from the beginning. So that's the Mishnah. You're allowed to put the chickens on top of the eggs, on top of the shayfchim, on Erev Pesach. This malacha is not called a malacha. So Rashi, when you put the eggs under the chickens, to make them heat up the egg, you want it to hatch, that's called this mashiv and shayfchim. You're putting the chicken on top of the egg. So you're allowed to do this on Erev Pesach. This is not called a malacha. If a chicken ran away, is machzira noisa, you're allowed to put it back on top of its egg. So Gemara is going to ask, madach, you're allowed to put it there in the first place. If it runs away, pshit, you're allowed to put it back. We'll see in the Gemara. Machzira slum koima. V'yemesa, let's say the chicken died, moishiv and acheres tachter. You take another one first, and put the next one on top of the eggs. Right, another locker is, gorfin mitachas ragle baina b'yudalid. In the animal stall, where there's a lot of schmutz there, a lot of galolim that comes out of the animals, you're allowed to clean it out. Is gorfin, that means clean it out, rake out the stool there, mitachas ragle beima b'yudalid. That's on Erev Yomtif. Over moyit, what about on chol hamoed? Then mesakun l'tzdodim. You're only allowed to rake it to the side. Like clean up, just put it on the side. But you're not allowed to clean it up altogether, take it outside. That's so that it's more kal, Erev Yomtif, than it is on chol hamoed. Moilichem kelim, you're allowed to take your clothing, kelim or dishes, umevin, or bring them home, ubeisumin. If you gave it to the workmen to fix it, you're allowed to either bring it there or else take it home on Erev Yomtif. This is not called the malacha, just taking it to the shop or picking it up, taking it home. Afal pi shelim atzarech hamoed. Even though you don't need these kelim or these utensils for Yomtif, still just taking it to the shop and bringing it home, that's mutter. So Rashi says, Gorfin, or Mashlichin the Chutz. Your mom is allowed to throw all the schmutz under the animals outside. Over Moyit Shechomer, Mashlichin and Chol HaMoed, that's more Chomer than Erev Yomtif. Ain't Mashlichin the Chutz. You're not allowed to clean and throw it outside. Hello, Masakul and Sodim. The Eitzim is only put it to the side and leave it by the side. That's all. Sati Mishnah. On the Fresh, it says what? That you're allowed to do this work of putting the chicken on top of the eggs on Erev Pesach. That's mutz. This is not called a melacha. For the Gemara, Hashto, Yisuba, Maisvinan, Maduch, you're allowed to take a chicken and put it on top of the egg. Ahadurimi boy, why does the Mishnah have to say if an egg chicken ran away, he'll go put it back on top of the egg? Pshita. And the Gemara, Omer Abaya, Seifa Nosn Chol Shemoid. The Seifa telling Yechidish even on Chol Moid in the middle of Yom Tif, that's mutter. Okay, so on Chol Moid, you're not allowed to do Metchila, take the chicken and put it on top of the egg. My Sheikh on Chol Moid, if you had it there from before, and now on Chol Moid, the chicken ran away, you're allowed to put it back on the egg. That's mutter. Omer Ibrahim on Erev Yom Tif, that's more cooler. Pshit, you're allowed to put it back. Was Madach, you're allowed to put it there at the beginning, for sure, if it runs away, you're allowed to put it back. Omer Rav Huna. It's only if it didn't run away 3 days ago. It's only ran away 1 or 2 days. The heat didn't go away from the egg. So then we say you could still put the chicken back on the egg, and the egg will still hatch. Mashmado, if it ran away more than 3 days already, now you can't put another chicken to put that back on, because it won't help you anymore. And it's only if the egg sat on the if the chicken sat on the egg for 3 days already. The pseida law, because then there'll be a pseida. The pseida law beil gamri, because now this egg, if the chicken sat on it for 3 days, now it's not royalty anymore. Like it already started to hatch a little bit, and if you can take away the chicken and not put it back again, you're going to ruin the whole egg. So that's called the pseida. Therefore, you're allowed to put it back again. So the Gemara, Avaliacha Shloish Lamarda. But let's say the chicken ran away 3 days ago. 3 days already. Now the Porcholot Tzimro Mino, that the heat of the egg went away, you're not allowed to put the chicken back again on Erev Pesach. Because it's not going to help you. You're doing the Tzirchash, Lo Tzarech. It's not going to make this egg hatch anymore. V'etoich Shloish Lishivosam. Let's say it didn't sit on the egg 3 days yet. It's also, if it runs away then, you're not allowed to put it back. The akati lepsida beil gamrin. Because you didn't ruin your egg completely. Because kolzaman, the chicken, didn't sit on the egg for 3 days, the egg, nothing happened to the egg yet. Therefore, still, you could eat it. So therefore, if it runs away, gesundheit, don't be matriach, put it back on again. Let you eat the egg the way it is. Lemadrinim. Rabbi Yami Yom Rabbi says no. Afilo ter shloisha. Even if it's the chicken only sat on the egg 2 days before Yom Tov, the yeshiva say, still madrinin, still you're allowed to put him back on Erev Pesach. But my question is, okay, what's the machlokes? Why does he say even if the chicken sat on it less than 3 days, still you're allowed to put him back? Masav lehefsin ruba choshesho lehefsin muad lechoshesho. The first Tanakam holds, it's only when you ruin the egg completely. That's called a big hefsid. If the chicken sat on the egg for 3 days, now this egg is not edible. Since it's not edible right now, that's called a big hefsid, you ruin the egg. So we don't want you to ruin the eggs, therefore we'll make it on you, you're allowed to put it back, you're allowed to put the chicken back on the egg. But Bashenkein, if it sat there less than 2 days, so true. It's not so good, Narashi says. Some people won't eat it anymore. But I call upon it, many people will eat it. So it's only a little hefsid that you can't sell it, get the same value for it like your regular egg. So Rav Ami holds, even for a small hefsid, kafot not, you can't get the same price, we're also makel. Therefore we say, you're allowed to let the chicken go back on the egg and let it hatch. And Tanakama says, no, if it only sat 2 days, since some people will eat it, you could sell it, you won't get the same value, so what? It's only a little hefsid. For a little hefsid, we're not makel. Fight, the Mishnah says, gorfin mitachas. Now, an Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to go clean out the whole stall by the behemoth. Tana Rabbonin. Hazevel Shebechotzer. If in your backyard, your front yard, you have a lot of zevel, that's the manure that comes out of the animals, is Mesalkun Oyselitz Dodim. You're allowed to just move it to the sides. You can't take it out of the chotzer altogether. Just rake it to the side. That's Mutter. Sheberefes, the Shebechotzer. Let's say you have the manure in the stall, or else in the chotzer. Then Motzian Oysel Yashpa. Then you allow the mamash clean it out to the whole chutz to take it outside to the junkyard. For the Gemara, Gufakashi is a theory here. Or Marty just telling me, Zevel shall be chutz, if you have the manure in the chutzer, is a locha mesalkun, or it's not in. All you're allowed to do is just move it to the sides. That's all. But mashma to clean it out altogether, throw it out, you're not allowed to. Well, the Tanyan, right away the Brisa says, Sheb refesh v'sheb chotzer, if you have this manure in the refesh, in the stall, or else in the chotzer, motzi nois liyashpi, let a mamish clean it out altogether, and throw it into junkyard, it's mamish astira. Now the Gemara Amar Abaye says, lekash, there's no astira here. I'll tell you, kan biyudalid, kan b'cholashamoyed. Like we always saying, on Erev Pesach, it's more lenient than the lochas of cholamoyed. So So on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to clean out the whole chotzer and take the manure outside into the junkyard. But on Chol HaMoed, that's a more chomedic halacha. You can't do such a big tircha. So therefore, you're only allowed to misalka and put it on the side and not carry it out all the way to the junkyard. Rav Amar, Rav one saying to not tell you, Hob Hob Chol HaShemoed. Both halachas are talking about Chol HaMoed. Lochikom, this is what the Braisa means to say. Im nase chotzer kerefis. If your nice, pretty chotzer became now mamish like a stall, in other words, so much manure is there, then matzir nois liyashpa. Then we'll make it to say you're allowed to clean out all this junk and take it to the junkyard. See, if you only have a little bit manure, it's not so gefelich, then we say the din is on Chol HaMoed, all you should do is just move it to the side, that's all, let it stay by the side. But when it gets so big that mamish looks like a stall now, then the rabbon will make you allowed to clean it out altogether. Right, at the end of the Mishnah said, Moilichin Kalim, you're allowed to take your utensils to the store, or Mevi'im Beisumin. A Rashi could take it home from the Beisumin. Either way, you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach. Omer Rapapa, Bodik Lon Rova looked into this and said like this, Tanan we learned, Moilichin, you're allowed to take it to the store, or Mevi'im, you're allowed to bring it home. Kalim Beisumin, your utensils from the workshop, the Beisumin. Afa Pi Shein Mutzar Chamoid. Even though you don't need these utensils, you don't need this pot, you don't need this roaster now for yomtiv, still you're allowed to take it home from the shop. That's the way Rav learned. Reminu, I have a kash on you. It says, Ein mavi in kelel beisumin. You're not allowed to take the utensils home from the shop. If you're afraid maybe you'll get stolen in the shop, if you leave it there too long, maybe you'll get stolen there. Mifanim lechotz racheres. You're allowed to take it out of that place and bring it to another chotzer that you're not afraid the person will steal it from there. So kol poram it's a stira. Here it's mashmi, you're not allowed to take it home. And before it's mashmi, you're allowed to take a kelim home from the shop. Or mashnina teret says, lekash, there's no stira. Ho v'yar boser. On Erev Pesach, then talk, you're allowed to take it home from any shop. You're allowed to bring it to the shop on Erev Pesach. Kan b'chol ha-shamayit. Mashrekin and Chol HaShemoed, that's Muhammad. Then you're not allowed to take home or bring things to the shop. Then it's only mutter, in case you're afraid it'll get stolen there. It's only mutter, not that it shouldn't be stolen. Take it to another place. The boy is saying, another terrorist says, I'll tell you, Ho Bob Chol HaShemoed. Both prices are talking about in Chol HaShemoed. V'loi kash, still there's no theory here, I'll tell you. Kan b'maminoi. Here we're talking about your maimin, you believe him. Kan b'shein maminoi. Here we're talking about you don't believe the person. It's when you believe the storekeeper, then talk you're not allowed to take it home. It's too much of a tircha, don't take him home, leave it there. Kan b'shein maminoi. If you don't trust him, you're afraid he'll steal it. If you leave it there too long, then Mishum Hefsa, the Rabbon will make you allowed to take it home. But the more of a tanya, that's not a good terrorist. But tanya, we learned in a price like this. Mevi'in kelim b'beisumin. You're allowed to bring home your kelim utensils from the workshop. To going, what case is? Ha'akad mebeis akad, akadir. A pitcher from the person that makes the pitchers. V'yakois, a cup, mebeis azogu, the person that makes the glass cups. Avuloy tsemen beis atseva, but you're not allowed to take home wool from a place that dyes the wool. The summer, this is wool that you're not going to use for yomtif. V'loy kelim mebeis umen. And you can't take home your utensils from the beis umen. V'yemeinla, and also pashto means utensils that you're not going to use for yomtif. Therefore, you can't bring it home at Chol HaMoed. V'yemein loy ma yoichel, but let's say you don't have what to eat. V'yemein loy ma yoichel, if you're a worker that doesn't have what to eat, then noisim loy schorei, you're allowed to give your utensils to that person that portion needs money to eat, and hire him, let him work for you. O manicho yetzloy, and leave your utensils by him, he should work and fix it for you. That case is mutter. In the case you're doing a tzarech for the worker, that man, he's an oni, he doesn't have what to eat, you're allowed to give your utensils to him and pay him for it. Today you should have what to eat. V'yemeinu maminu, if you don't trust the person, the workshop where it is, then the locher is manichim beis hasomach loy. You're supposed to take it out of the workshop and just leave it by the next door. V'yemchoshesh shema yignevu, but if you're afraid, maybe you'll steal it. Then you're allowed to bring it home privately. So Rashi says, if you don't trust him, Alma, Shani Lon Bein Maminu L'Shem Maminoi. There's a difference whether you trust him or you don't trust him. Says the Gemara, Toratzta Mevi'in Malichin Kasher. You're answering good, bringing it home. But I call upon him, if you trust him or not, it's nafkamina. In the case where you trust him, you're not allowed to. In the case where you don't trust him, you're not, you are allowed to. of a malich and kasha, but a kosher is still a kasha, you're allowed to bring it to the human. There is not a question of believing him or not. If you don't believe the person, don't bring it to him. And still one braisa says you're allowed to bring it to him, and one says you're not allowed to bring it to him. Tiktoni ain't mevian, because kosher ain't a malichin. This braisa says you can't take it home, so for sure you can't bring it there. And the first braisa said you are allowed to take it home, so it's still a stira. You can't just answer once a place that you do believe, trust him, and once a place you don't trust him. Because that's only a question of taking it home. But what about bringing it there? One braisa says you are allowed to bring it to the workmen, and one says you're not allowed to. That's a stira. Elo, the only terrace we have to say is machmatik ashnina mikoro. You have to come on to the terrace we said before, that there's a difference between Erev Yomtiv, on Yudalit Erev Pesach, that's not so strict, like Cholomoy. There you're allowed to take your utensils to the Beis Umin, and you're allowed to take it home from the Beis Umin. That's mutter. Mashen Kain, on Cholomoyid, then it's Takir Osir. On Cholomoyid, it's more strict, then you're not allowed to bring it to the Beis Umin, and then you're not allowed to take it home from the Beis Umin. Only in certain cases. When it's not Maminoy, that's when you're allowed to bring it home. But if it's Maminoy, you're not allowed to bring it home. So the Mishnah. Shisha Dvorim Osu Anse Yerichoy. Six things, special things, the Anse, the people living in Yerichoy, did. The people living in Yericho used to do is al shloisha micha biyodim. Three things the Rabbonim did not like. They didn't do the right thing. But on three things the Rabbonim did not stop them, mash was okay. Lemicha biyodim. These are the things they didn't stop them from. Markivin to call them kolayim. There used to be markiv on Erev Pesach. There used to be markiv. Take palm trees and like graft them from one to the other on Erev Pesach. And they didn't stop them. That's not called such a melachah. They did not ask that on Erev Pesach. The Korchin Eshma. There used to be Korch Eshma. Of course, we know exactly what that means. Korch Eshma, one man Yom says, they didn't stop after Shema Yisrael Shem HaKam Shem HaKod. They didn't stop. They went right away to Behafto, or they didn't say Baruch Shem Kavoid. Or one man Yom says, we'll see, they didn't say Asher Anoich Hayoyim Al Lebovecha. They didn't stop after the word Hayoyim. They said Hayoyim Al Lebovecha. And Loi Michum, they didn't stop them. V'koitzrin v'goitshin l'fnei yoymer. And they used to also cut down the wheat, and goitshin make piles of them, even before the yoymer. Before it came the 16th day of Nisan, they used to do this. Even though really you're not supposed to, but they weren't moicha. And we had this Gemara before, and Rashi says, v'koitzrin l'gassinin. Not that. No, goitshin, they used to do with the shinui before the Ktsiris Oymer used to do it. Vaita, v'eluhein, v'elu shemichim biyodim. These are the three things, though, that they stopped him. That the Omoicha said, don't do it. Matirim gimzuya shel hegdish. There used to be matir that people were allowed to use the branches that grow out of hegdish. Rashi says, kidulim anofim shegodlu becheruvim v'shikmum shegdishu avesehim. If somebody was makdish this tree to hegdish, and after he was makdish it, now new branches grew out of it. So they held these new branches growing out, you're allowed to use. They hold people allowed to use it. They didn't stop them from using it. And the Chum say, no, it's usur. Since it's growing out of hegdish, you're not allowed to use it. The oichlin mitachas hanishorim b'shabbos. They used to eat, if the apples used to fall off the tree on Shabbos, they used to eat the apple that fell on the tree. They held it was mutter. And the loch is mid rabbonim, the Gemara in Beitza says, you're not allowed to use it. So the rabbonim when Moichin said, stop eating those of fruit that fall off the tree on Shabbos. The noisten peya liyerek, omicha biyodim chachomim. They used to leave over peya from yerek, from just vegetables. Rashi says, leisten peya liyerek, vu potem in a peya, forish be Gemara. It's potem from peya, so they're not supposed to do it. So rabbonim when Moichin, Rashi, omicha biyodim, mishom nukom afki alei mi meiser. What's an afkmino? Somebody wants to be machmir and leave over peya for yerek. The teretz is, when you leave over something for peya, you're potter from truma samaisus. If you're not chayiv in peya, you have to give truma samaisus. So really, these vegetables, you're mechuyah to give truma samaisus. Now that you left it over for peya, left it over for the neem to take it, the neem will eat it without taking truma samaisus. So that's wrong. So you have to rabbanu mechuyah then. So you come afkir lay me meiser. So you aniyah mechuyah le meiser peya. Tivul le sorvim shayin peya peya gemurim. Like a shikha le peya pudurim yam le meiser mishamefka ninu. All right, let's stop over here. I'll say a few words about Hanukkah. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says in the Chofalof from the Beis, the Gemara says, really, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah?
So Rashi learns, my Chanukah, on what special nais are we kaveya Chanukah? Aleze nais kovu. Gemara says that the Chanukah is Chofei the Kislev, Yoyim the Chanukah, Timna 8 days, Osibonim came into the Heichol, the Matama called Ashmanim, at the end they found the Pach Shal Shemin, and then this happened that lit. Was only supposed to light for one day. It lasted 8 days. So when this happened, the Nair lit for 8 days. Lashon Acheres, the next year, the Gemara says, Kovum, the Rabbonim were Kaveya, V'yosim, Yomim Tovim, they made Chanukah Yomtiv, Bahalo Vaidor. Chanukah is called the Yomtiv to say Halal and Aidor. So Shalom, what does Chanukah mean? It's a Yomtiv. Rashi speaks out, Yomtiv, not that Chanuk is also to do work. In Chanukah, all we have to do is especially we say Halil and we say Alanisim, but it's not really also Basiyas Mlocha. So then the question is, what does the Gemara mean when it says they made Yom Tov? They made Chanukah into Yom Tovim, Bahalo Vaido. What does the Gemara mean into Yom Tov? If it's not us to do malacha, what does it mean Chanukah is a yomtiv? Who had in the Rambam? The Rambam starts off in Hilchas Chanukah. He also says that Nabai Sheni, Kishemachus Yovim, Gozu Gzeres HaYisrael, Obitlu Dosim, Lenichu Moisim Lasik Baterim, the Yevonim stopped us from learning Torah, Uve Mitzvahs. They stopped us from learning Torah and from doing Mitzvahs. And then we won the Muhammad, and this happened. So Rambam ends off, Omefnei Zeh, Heskinu chachomim shaboy sa'ador, shiyu shmoynes yomim ho'elu, shetchilosin kofhei v'kislev, it starts 25th day of Kislev, yemei simcha v'halo. The Rambam adds another word to it. The Rambam says Chanukah is yemei simcha, a happy day, v'halo to say halo. That's what chomim made Chanukah. Umadlikim bem ha'neiros derev alapitzchay abatim v'chol layla v'layla yilaitim menorah. But the Rambam says that Chanukah is called Yemei Simcha V'Halal. It's Yemei Simcha V'Halal. Is where does the Rambam get it that Chanukah is called Yemei Simcha? The Gemara says the Mekaveya Chanukah Liyomtiv B'Halal V'Aydom. Where does the Rambam get Simcha? So it's true, the Bach Taka says that there's a Minikad Meinim to make Sudis, to make Simchis on Chanukah. And the Mashal says that the Makor for this is from the Rambam. That the Rambam says Chanukah is called Yemei Simcha V'Halal. They were Kaveya Chanukah for Yemei Simcha V'Halal. That's what Chanukah is. That's what the Mashal says. There is an inyan to have Sudas to have parties on Chanukah. Even though the Mechaber says there's no real inyan to have parties on Chanukah. The Ika Simcha is just saying Halal. Ramah just says, well, if you do have parties and you say a Dvar Torah, you say some things mirrors, that makes it a Sudas Shom Mitzvah. But the Mashal says from the Rambam, it's Mashma, there's an inyan to have Simcha on Chanukah. Is where did the Rambam get this inyan to have Simcha on Chanukah? What's special about Chanukah? Now the Gemara says, well, everybody holds you have to say Halil on Chanukah. The Shiloh, why do we say Halil on Chanukah? Stamazai stam to say Halil, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, on the Kuf Yud Ches that says, HaKareya Halil B'chol Yoim, HaRezeh Mecharef U'Megadif. If you say Halil stam whenever you want, every day, it's a terrible thing. You stam making fun of Hashem. It's not a nice thing to do. It's a Gemara in Shabbos like that. So there are only special days when we say Halil. Really, the Gemara in Erechon and Daf Yudah Mebeis says different klolim when we say Halil. The Gemara says it has to be a moyed, it has to be osa bimlochom, it has to have separate kavonis. The Gemara there asks the question, Chanukah. Chanukah, for 8 days we say Gantz Halil, and it has nothing Chanukah. There's no issa melocha, it's not called a moyed, there's no special korban for Chanukah. How come we say Halil on Chanukah? And the Gemara says, Mishum Nisa. Mishum the nest that happened on Chanukah, that's why we say Halal. First thing is, I was presuming Hanes, that the Nisim happened, the great Nisim, that we won the Muhammad, like we say in Al Nisim, all the great Nisim that happened here, that Masati Gibarim, Yad Chaloshim, Rabbim, Yad Miatim, Itzmeim, Yad Tarim, Rishon, Yad Tadikim, Zedim, all the Nisim that happened. And the last nest, we'll soon see why the Kaveh Chanukah on the last nest that happened was the small, who has the smallest miracle happened, that this little pastor Shemin stayed light, lit for 8 days. That's the smallest ness. But the Chura, in this is all the Nisim that happened in Chanukah here, that we won the Muhammad. If the Mara says, Mishum Pesum and Isa, that's the reason why we're allowed to say Halo on Chanukah. So Chura, the Kash is also, what's so great about Pesum and Isa? Why does that make us able to say Halo? What's the greatest, what's the Inyan of being Mepharsim Denes? Really, there's a Ramban Shita. The Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvah, in Sherish Aleph, the Ramban Shita is that on Yom Tif, when we say Hallel, we make a mitzvah d'iraisa. He also say Hallel on Yom Tif, it's a mitzvah d'iraisa. What's the mitzvah? Because on Yom Tif, there's a mitzvah of a Samachta b'chagechom. You're supposed to be happy on Yom Tif. A way of being happy is by saying Shira. Singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, singing, saying Hallel to Hashem, that's a key of the mitzvah of a Samachta b'chagechom. So Ramban Shita is mamash midiraisa to say Hallel on Yom Tif. You see, for the Ramban, the meaning of saying Hallel is when you're besimcha, when you're happy, doing mitzvahs to Hashem, when a person is toich simcha, that's the time to really thank Hashem, to say Hallel v'ado to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, there's a posik in Shayol that says, the posik says in Shayol and Memvov, that Am zu yotzarti li, tilosi yisaperu li. That Am zu yotzarti li means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he created a special nation li for me, which goes on Klal Yisrael. That Am zu yotzarti li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Klal Yisrael, special for him. We're special people, let's miyuchet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we realize this, that we're special people, and we ourselves is more miyuchet, special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of the pasuk says, Tehilosi yisaperu li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to tell over his tehillah, his praises. Hashem wants us to say praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of Hashem said this goes like on Hallel. That in your tehillah, yisaperuli, then we should say back tehillah, say back praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when do we say these praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When we're in a matzav am zu yotzarti li. When we realize this inyan to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is special, and we're the Yam HaNivcha, we're the special nation, that we're like one person, like we have Yichud together. We and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like with one. When we come to such a nice Hakara to realize this, then there's an inyan to give back tila, give back praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the inyan of a neis bechlal, a neis, something different is this inyan. When you see a nisim, a miracle, even though really there's a Ramban that says, Ramban holds, it says in Chumash, there's no such thing as nisim. He holds every teva is also a nes. The mashal that oil burns. It's also a nes. Who said that oil should burn? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it should burn. That there's no such thing really as teva alone. Everything happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to. But pshat is, there are certain things that we see it every day, and to us it means nothing. That's the way it has to happen. It looks like it's teva, like it's nature. But there's such a thing as nisim, which is abnormal. Something that's a nes, you see clearly, it's not teva. There's somebody here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's doing something special. That's the side of a nes. When we see a nes, we come to be makir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, it came there, there's Rabbeinu Yoina, at the end of the fourth parak in Brochus, Nageyat Rosh Chodesh Dakam. There's the Gemara at the end of the fourth parak in Brochus that says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaMavorach Al HaChodesh, Bizmanoi, Kilu Mekabo Pnei Ashkina. Whenever you make Kiddush HaChodesh, it's mamish like you'd be Mekabo Pnei Ashkina. You're mamish like singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say. When we say Kiddush HaChodesh, we talk to say, El Mola Zogashol, El Lohakul Pnei Avidush HaMashmai, Palmachas, Bachodesh, Dayam. But mamish be Mekabo Pnei Ashkina. When we go outside and be Mekadosh HaChodesh, it's as if we're mamish be Mekabo the Shkina. So Rabbeinu Yoina is masba, what does Kiddush HaChodesh have to do with singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, Poshit, that the Levona is something you see different happen. You see clearly there's Hashem here in the world. The Levona, at one time it's big, one time it's small, it's like a new creation. So when you look at the beginning of the month and you see the new Levona, the new moon up there, your mom is still like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something new. So whenever we see and realize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called HaKpolos Pnei Shechina. That's like a mom is seeing Hashem, we're being closer to Hashem. So Bechlal, that's the pshat by all Nisim. All Nisim, when any time a Nes happens, something different happens, like that's HaKara we realize to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So that's really pshat the Gemara in Erchin, that the reason why we're able to say Hallel on Chanukah is because Chanukah there was a Nes. And what happened to this Nes was a special Nes that happened to Klal Yisrael. So we see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts special to us, and we come to realize more HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have the Nes. So when a person realizes the Nisim, he's like more curved to Hashem, that's the time Tilosi Yisaperuli. That's Pshan the Pasuk, now's the time to say back Tilu, to say back Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we only have a right to say Hallel at special times. Special times when we come closer to Hashem, that we really see Hashem. Now when you say of Simcha, we always say, Ivdu as Hashem b'Simcha. But the Pasuk says, Ataina, Tachat Hashem lo yavarti, Hashem lo kecha b'Simcha v'tub leivo. There's a time if you do mitzvahs, not b'Simcha, that's not the right way. Really the biggest Simcha we should have really is doing mitzvahs. Is If du was Hashem simcha, you're supposed to do mitzvahs to simcha. That when a person is happy, being in a matzav of simcha, that's the way you become close to Hashem. You have no worries, you don't think about other things. That's the way you can think purely to realize there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, He's helping us out, He's doing things. That's only b'toich simcha. If you have a simcha, you could do these things, you could become close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Alright, we'll stop here. The rest of this will be in a separate tape by itself.